Hello and welcome to the instant match reaction. Myself here, Mills and Andrew Price, outside the park ends after Everton 3, Burnley 1. Pricey, at half time, me and you were at the concourse having a nice cold beverage, feeling the worst. We played terrible first half. Let's cover that first. Awful.
Really bad first half. It was exactly the same as what we done last season against Burnley at home. They give us the possession, let us have it at the back, and we couldn't break them down. It just proved to me that we're not a possession team anymore. We just can't do it. We can't break them down. So it was just easy for them. Let us have it. Sit back. Easy. And I just thought we had to change it at half time. We came out the same team,
yeah.
And we looked at each other and thought, yeah, exactly the same again.
We'll break it down more on the podcast on Tuesday. Myself and Judge, you'll be spending a good 15-20 minutes on it, so it's only an instant match reaction. But Price, let's move on to the second half. There's a 6-minute spell there where everything went for us. It was electric. Let's call it 10 minutes if Decore's fourth goal would have stood. I haven't seen Goodison like that, and I don't mean because of COVID, like that for seasons. It was electric, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. For them 10 minutes, it was once we scored. I mean, I don't think we played particularly well before we scored, and then we scored the goal, and for 10 minutes, we were the team that we wanted us to be. Yeah. We were aggressive. We were getting on the ball. We were passing it forward early. We wanted to win. It just looked like we were a completely different team, like a light was switched for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, as you say, if we had that fourth, and then how boss was it when that fourth, we thought we'd scored the fourth? It was like, bloody hell, another goal. But yeah, I mean, after that, the job was done, and it was just seeing the game out then, weren't it?
No, bounce. I mean, I'll disagree slightly with you. I thought we started okay in the second half. I thought their goal came against the run of play. We weren't brilliant. I mean, that 6-7-8 minute spell was 2 or 3 times better than what I'm referring to. I thought we were okay. Burnley were always going to be a team that would score from some sort of cross into the box. And I mean, it's surprising really, because we had 3 centre halves on. So I don't know why we set up. But we'll talk about that on the podcast on Tuesday. Standout performer for me, Pricey. It could be Damari Gray, it could be Abdoulaye Doucouré. I thought Allan was brilliant. Anyone for you?
Second half, I thought Townsend played well, but yeah. I think Allan was the main man for me. He was the one in the first half. He was trying to get everyone going. He was trying to talk. He was trying to G everyone up. He was the only one who was trying to sort of have a go. So I'd say Allan was the person for me who was the man of the match, just purely because.
Oh, breaking news, we've got Richarlison walking past us in an absolute strop. There's people wanting photos with him. This is not breaking news because we're recording this, but Richarlison has walked past in an absolute strop outside the park end. He's not up for photos. And I mean, Pricey, I mean, I was going to cover this tomorrow, but there's no time like the present. He walked off the pitch stropping. He's half an hour removed from the game. He's still in a strop.
We're not even half an hour since the final whistle.
He's walked past us in an absolute strop.
He's fuming. He's absolutely fuming. We're not even half an hour after the kick, after the final whistle, and he's already out, changed, showered, and storming to his car, ignoring fans, trying to get pictures with him.
It's the first time I've had any sort of like breaking development on the instant match. So maybe we'll stand outside the park more often. But going back to that, I mean, Pricey, stand-up performers. I can't look beyond Abdoulaye Doucouré. I thought, maybe not all the game, I thought first half there was times where it reminded me a little bit of Anfield last season, where on the ball he wasn't very good, but off the ball he was. But second half he was everywhere. He was attacking, he was pushing, he looked like a 10, looked like a 6, looked like a 7 or 11 at times. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. And as I say, Allan for me is the one who was doing it all game. Doucouré, second half, definitely was the catalyst, I think, for those 10 minutes, like you say, getting on the ball. And what a pass for Gray's goal.
Yeah, and he timed it well, didn't he? Because I think the ball was on for Richarlison. And Richarlison, if he'd have played that ball to Richarlison, it wouldn't have resulted in what happened. He timed it very well. Gray made a great run. And I think we're looking beyond what Damari Gray's doing forever at the minute. I think such an attacking force, he's dangerous. You see defenders backing off. They're not very. They don't want to get tight, they don't want to get loose, they don't know how to mark him. To have a player like that, I mean, it's invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's playing him in the right way, though, because in the first half, I don't think he was played to his potential the way he was playing. He was too narrow for me. And in the second half, when especially when Gomez come on and he was able to get a bit wider, I thought he was in the game a lot better then. But just looking at Richarlison there, what did you make of him going off? He was fuming going off the pitch.
Yeah, well, I said to you, I mean, the family enclosure has been changed now, where we've extended it a little bit, and he sat in the extended bit. And I said to you, Pricey, I remember Everton staff went over to him and trying to, maybe fans who've seen it on telly will know more, but it looked to me from the stand like he was shrugging the member of staff off. there was players trying to high five when he walked off the pitch. We stood up. I mean, I stood up and I gave him a standing ovation, because I want the fans to love him and I want them to love us back and get the best out of him. His behaviour to me at the minute is a little bit worrying, because we've given so much leeway. He's played in the Olympics, he's played in the Copa America. I mean, there's rumours that PSG wanted him, and I don't blame him if he's seen those and wanted out. Of course not, it hasn't happened. There's no time now for Sokin. There's no time at all.
Well, I didn't stand up because I didn't understand why he was getting a standing ovation. I think he played particularly well. He's got to do more. He wants these PSG moves, potentially. Mm. He wants to be our main man. He needs to play like he's our main man. He doesn't stand out. Mm. Week on week, he doesn't stand out. And when you've got people like Gray Townsend on the pitch, he should be head and shoulders above them. Not against those. They played well today, second half. But if he wants to be that main man, especially when Calvert-Lewin's not playing, he's got to show it. Yeah. And I didn't give him a standing ovation because I just don't think he deserved it.
And that's his chance. We've said on a podcast, haven't we, when Calvert-Lewin scores, or when Calvert-Lewin wants to take a penalty, or when Charleston is forced to assist Calvert-Lewin, he doesn't look happy. He wants to be the man. What better chance to play number 9 against Burnley under the lights with those fans dying to get back in there? The ground was rocking. And fair enough, maybe the setup didn't help him, but you're telling me the second half and we were on top. You know, those moments there for him, and maybe it didn't work out, but you don't walk off the pitch sulking. You walk off the pitch and you say, give me all tonight, it's not my night, I'm back again on Saturday at Villa. And you walk off the ground and you go, I've been part of an Everton performance, my team have got 3 points here. And the behaviour I've seen walking off the pitch, and just tonight, and this is an Across the Park exclusive because I don't think any more podcasts are recording here right now, I tell you what, he just walked past a load of kids refusing pitches and he was sulking, and I've got no time for it. Maybe we're coming to a crossroads now where maybe a bid in January or next June will have to be accepted, because maybe the relationship is coming to an end. And I don't want to say that because he is a top player, but the behaviour I've seen tonight from him just there was a joke.
And not even that, but coming off the pitch, it's Rondon's debut. Do you know what I mean? Coming off and making it all about him, sulking instead of, as you say, being happy that he's done something for the team. Rondon's coming on. Give Rondon his, you know, shake his hand or whatever. Let him come on and let him have the moment rather than trying to take it off him because you're sulking. Yeah. Done me head in that, and just seeing that tonight when he's come out there, it's done me head in as well.
It's took my whole train of thought away from like what I wanted to say. I mean, we're going to be dead positive tonight, and we still will be, because no one's bigger than the club. But again, we've just seen the Charleston in an absolute strop walking past us, and it's not the best way to end it, so let's end it pricey. I think we're right up there at the top of the table. Without looking at my phone, I think we're joint top, which means nothing 4 games in, but the manager needed a good start. I think the crowd coming back to the ground needed a good start, and we've got it, haven't we?
We've got a really good start. That when you looked at the fixtures, you say start of the season, you were hoping that we'd have this and we'd get the points that we needed, because we're going to need them further on in the season. I think we'll need the points that we've got now. So I'm glad we've got them, and without playing, I'm not being negative, but we haven't played particularly well so far this season. And it's only the start of the new manager's reign. I think he's got a lot more to get out of the players as well. So I think it's positive on that side of it, and I think we can definitely push on. But as you say, I think we're top four now, 10 points, 3 wins and a draw. Would have took that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, with Villa to come, with Norwich to come, and then it gets a little bit harder. But they're different podcasts for different nights. For myself, Ian Mills and Andrew Price, signing off from Goodison Park. Everton 3, Burnley 1. Up the toffees.